Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Elu hein ha-psulin. These are the people that are pasul to give edus on the Chodesh. Now, Midiraisa, the case that's left out here, the Midiraisa case, would be a person that's a gazlan. A gazlan is pasul min ha-Torah. It's learned out in Gemara and Sanhedrin. These psulim we're going to discuss are people that are pasul midirabanan, and the reason that they're pasul is because they did an avera, and the avera that they did was because of their taiva for mammon. And once somebody does an avera because of a taiva for mammon, we don't accept their edus for kiddush hachodesh, because they're always concerned, like the Rav says, that they were bribed. So what are they? Elu hein psulim. Hamasachik bekuvya, somebody that gambles. Bekuvya is like bones. It's almost like they would use, instead of chips, you know, they'd put money in, and they would use bones. Now, the reason this person is pasul edus, the Gemara brings us to Sanhedrin two reasons, but the reason the Rav says here is because asmachta is not kanya, meaning that when a person puts money in to a deal like this, where it's like a game, he always expects to win. Otherwise, why would he put the money in there? And when somebody else takes all the chips and all the money, it's almost like stealing from him, because the person that takes the money is not kaina, because the person that gave the money, everybody that gave the money, they all did so with the expectation that they would get their money back. So nobody really wanted to part with their money. Therefore, they're gazlonim midrabanan. And because they're gazlonim midrabanan, he can't give edus. So that's one person that's pasul. Second person, umalve beribis, person that lends with interest. It's also a person that borrows with interest. So they're not a gazlon midiraisa, because a gazlon is a person that literally takes from somebody else. Like when a person just takes something that doesn't belong to him. And that's not really what's going on with a person that's lending beribis. Nevertheless, since we see because of the taiva of mammon that he's going to do in issa midiraisa, we pasul him from edus midrabanan. Next case, umafriche yonim, and people that would have like races with doves, similar to, I guess nowadays would be like horse racing. And the Rav says this is very similar to mesachek bekuvya, where people would be gambling, and it would be the same reason that this person that would be doing this would be pasul. The Seichere Shvius, and people that during the Shemitah year would do business with the Shemitah fruits, which you're not allowed to. Va'avadim, and an Eved Knani. This is not an Eved Knani that was freed like the previous Mishnah. This is Stam an Eved Knani, just like a woman is puzzle. The first soul explains that I might think that an Eved Knani is going to be mutter because Lamaisa, he's a male, and what puzzles him is not any Avera that he did. I may think he's Kasher LeEdus, similar like Reb Shimon's Shita, like a Karov is Kasher LeEdus. Teretz is, and even an Eved, he's not kosher. Zehakal, this is the general rule. Kol Eidus she'ina isha k'sheir la, any Eidus that a woman is not kosher for, af hein einan k'sheirim la. So to an Eved is not kosher to give Eidus. So for example, a woman is not kosher to give Eidus in dini mamonis, dini nefashis, and also kiddush achodesh. So therefore, an Eved is also not kosher. There is an example though, there is a case, there are two cases that a woman is allowed to give Eidus. One is a woman's allowed to give Eidus that somebody's husband passed away, that the woman would be able to go marry somebody else. And also, she's able to give Eidus on a sota that she was mitame with somebody, so she shouldn't have to drink from the maimim arim. So those specific cases, those two cases, the Yotzim and Akal cases that I just mentioned, an Eved can be made, and also the other cases of the Mishnah that are Pasul Midrabanan, if somebody like a Mesachet Bekuvya saw a guy die, he would be able to give testimony and allow the woman to remarry. However, the Rav points out that a Gazlan Midiraisa, though, even if he would see the husband die at sea, we don't accept his Edus at all.